You're listening to the New Evangelicals Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to the New Evangelicals Response. I'm Tim, the host of this segment. Join us every Wednesday as we respond to commentary on the pressing issues of our day, offering a thoughtful response rooted in love, justice, inclusivity, and of course, non-dehumanization. Let's get into it. What's up, friends? Welcome back. Hope you're doing well. I wanted to respond to this clip that went viral a few days ago of a megachurch pastor giving marriage advice. This clip is not very long, but it is, well, it's something else. The person that we're talking about, his name is Josh Howerton. He is the senior pastor of Lake Point Church in Texas. They are a megachurch, several campuses. They do worship albums, the whole nine. So this person has a pretty massive platform. This person has also blocked me on all social media channels, which, by the way, quick side note, I noticed this pattern with what I call are the bro-evangelicals, where they like to have it so it's a one-way street, meaning they can talk to you, they can critique the world, they can critique whatever it is that they want to critique, but the second they get pushback, they just go on a blocking spree, and Josh is no exception. So, Josh, if you're seeing this, you should unblock me so we can talk like adults. That would be great. I'd be happy to host you on the podcast anytime so we can have a good faith dialogue about this. But I am going to play this clip of Josh giving marriage advice, and we'll kind of respond as we go along. As always, friends, the goal is never to dehumanize Josh. However, Josh represents a very stereotypical perspective in American evangelicalism of marriage that honestly I grew up in. I grew up believing, I modeled my marriage on these types of teachings, and they ended up not really helping out at all. And I find them to be incredibly unhelpful and in some cases even harmful. So let's get into this clip. Let's see what Josh has to say, and we will respond as we go along.
All right. Welcome, Lake Point family. And hey, man, anybody still like on a high for marriage night? Y'all were here. Who was? Dude, marriage night was amazing. I just want to say that was last night, and man, just incredible to gather. I think with like 5,000 or 6,000 people from Lake Point just investing in marriages. I just need you to know this, like, we are all in. We are all in on, we don't just want to build great disciples, we want to build strong families. And it was just an awesome night.
This is pretty typical evangelical speak. They are really focused on building strong marriages, as they say. So I'm kind of curious to see what his marriage advice is going to be that builds these strong marriages.
I gather and laugh and learn and repent. And it was awesome. Now, I do want to say this. Like, I just want to drop a little gift. This is free. It's totally okay. Free.
A freebie.
So for the people who missed marriage night, if you missed it, and what I heard was like, man, it would have been good, like, could you just give a little something if, like, we're not married yet, I'm headed towards marriage, okay? I'm gonna do that right now. This is a gold nugget of advice I was given by a mentor. Okay, so this is free. Can y'all handle it? Okay, this is free, okay?
All right, so the setup is that Josh was given this advice that I'm assuming has given him a very, you know, healthy marriage full of longevity. I'm assuming great sex. I'm assuming great communication, etc. So buckle up, friends. Here's the advice.
Now, first, let me do this. So let me talk to the guys first. Guys.
Okay, guys first.
When it comes to her wedding day.
Wait, I'm sorry. Her wedding day? Our wedding day? Can we just start with that? Why is it automatically her wedding day? This is our wedding day, right? A man and a woman. I mean, we're talking about evangelical culture, right? So a man and a woman come together in holy matrimony. It is their wedding day. But all right, the initial advice we have so far is, guys, when it comes to her wedding day, so it's not about you at all. It's about her. All right, let's keep going.
She has been planning this day her entire life. She got her first like wedding magazine when she was 14. She draped the blanket around her like it was her wedding dress when she was a teenager. She did the towel over her head as a little veil, all the stuff. She's been planning this day her whole life. So here's what she need to do, man. When it comes to that day, just stand where she tells you to stand, wear what she tells you to wear, and do what she tells you to do. You'll make her the happiest woman in the world, okay? Now, I got an amen.
That is not, I'm sorry, that is not good wedding advice at all. At all. Why are we going to play into the stereotypical gendered supposedly norms that a man doesn't care at all about his wedding day? The girl's been dreaming about it since she was 14 or 10 or however young she was. And so all you have to do, men, is just show up and stand where she tells you to stand and wear what she tells you to wear, because we all know men don't really care about weddings. Why? I cared immensely about my wedding. I was in charge of the food. I was in charge of the DJ. I helped pick the location. I was all in. This is not, I'm sorry. This paints a picture of men that they are just checked out of their wedding day and it's all about the girl. And I'm sorry, it should be a mutual celebration of two people coming together in holy matrimony. That's what a wedding should be. This idea that men just don't care, I think really downplays the value of a wedding for a man. Absolutely. And again, I just find this to be like not helpful advice at all. It's just kind of silly.
Let's see if you amen this.
Oh, okay.
Now, ladies, when it comes to his wedding night.
Oh boy. His wedding night. Oh, we're going here. Right. Women just care about the wedding day because they have no sexual desires or sex drives. They just care about romance and being swept off their feet like a princess. But men, us ravenous men with these unhinged sex drives, it's our wedding night. Oh God, this is terrible advice. Let's keep going.
He has been planning this day his whole life.
Wow.
So just stand where he tells you to stand, wear what he tells you to wear, and do what he tells you to do, and you're gonna make him the happiest man in the world. That's it, man. Okay.
That is horrific advice that robs women of their own autonomy. This is purity culture in action, friends. Okay. Purity culture teaches men and women harmful things in different ways. For a man, as someone who grew up in this world, I grew up in this evangelical sexual purity world, I was taught very early on that I was going to be a ravenous sex monster that could barely control myself. But if I could just hang on till the wedding night, it was going to satisfy me like no other. It was going to be the most unbelievable night of my life where I felt things and had experiences I only could dream about. And for women, they are taught that they really are not supposed to have any kind of sexual desires or preferences, and that their bodies are there to serve men's needs, right? Just stand where he tells you to stand, wear what he tells you to wear. And you'll make him the happiest man of his life because of that wedding night. So your whole purpose, right, is, well, maybe you have this amazing wedding day, but then at night, you got to put out for your husband and make him the happiest man, because look what he did for you. He stood where you told him to stand for the wedding day, and now it's your turn to make him sexually satisfied. And this kind of dynamic, a lot of people inhale, and it leads to really unhealthy marriages and a lot of women who have very unsatisfactory sex lives. In fact, Sheila Gregor, she's a researcher in the evangelical world. She did the world's largest study of evangelical women, and she found a massive orgasm gap between men and women in evangelical marriages. It's something like 48 or 47%, meaning 95% of men claim to orgasm in their marriages, while I think it's like 47% of women claim to have the same level of satisfaction when it comes to how often they orgasm. And I you just can't help but wonder if things like this play a part in it, right? This teaching for women early on that the wedding night is all about the man. So stand where he tells you to stand, wear what he tells you to wear, do what he tells you to do. And men, this is going to satisfy you like no other because you've done it the right way. You've kept it in your pants until your wedding night. That, it just sets people up for disaster, especially when you factor in the anemic sex education that evangelicalism gives teenagers. I'm not sure about you. I was not taught how body parts work. I wasn't taught how things are supposed to function. I wasn't even taught the proper names of body parts. And suddenly, like magically, women are supposed to go from being this pure, innocent person to a freak in the sheets on their wedding night. And men are supposed to know how it all works, like no problem. That's just how it functions. This actually devalues both men and women, in my opinion. It devalues men and devalues them into these like raging sex monsters that can't control themselves or have respect for women or think about the needs of their partner. And it devalues women just to essentially be bodies for men to satisfy themselves with. And that doesn't set people up for, I think, a healthy marriage long term. It just doesn't.
Hi, my name is Angie. I live in southern New Hampshire, and I am a monthly donor to the New Evangelicals. I decided to donate because I've experienced the wonderfully supportive T&E Facebook community. I have been deconstructing and decolonizing my faith, and it's been a tremendously lonely journey because I don't have anyone else to talk to about this. When I joined the T&E Facebook group, I felt so welcomed and included, and I have thought many times, I have found my people. And this just feels wonderful. We have all had different experiences with evangelicalism. We are all at different stages in examining our faith traditions. Everyone in the group doesn't share the same spirituality, but the thing that we do share is that we are of one mind and being supportive of each other. I believe in the work that T&E is doing. I want others to experience this too. Thanks so much.
There's actually another clip that's going around of Josh and his wife talking about sex for them. And his wife said something that is honestly is quite shocking. So let's go over to that clip and we'll give some commentary and respond to that as well. Okay, so this is Josh Howerton and his wife talking about their own sex life. And Josh's wife just says some things in here that honestly I think are quite shocking and quite damaging. So here we go.
Take it away, and why don't you help our ladies?
Okay. All right, ladies. One thing your husband needs is he needs to not be playing offense all the time, feeling like you are playing defense.
well said, Jana.
Yes. So like,
that's amazing.
Honestly, he needs to feel like he feels very affirmed by you when you want to be physically intimate with him. And so, like, honestly, this is something in my own life, like the Holy Spirit convicted me hard that, as a woman, I think sometimes you get so busy with everything you have going on. Everyone's busy. Everyone has a ton in your life. And so you're going throughout your days and everything's feels crazy and all that. And so you get to the end of it and you're tired and you feel like you have nothing left to give. And so the Holy Spirit just really convicted me that like I was being selfish and we are one flesh. And I can't think about just my needs or being tired. Like I was totally disregarding Josh's needs and that he just revealed that to me. And that has been something that I've had to not only apologize for, but walk in repentance. So you show
glad repentance.
Okay. So what she's saying is that she had a lot of things going on. She was tired and the Holy Spirit convicted her that she was not having enough sex with her husband. And so she had to walk in what Josh corrected her on is glad repentance to have sex with him despite how she was feeling. I don't want to sound like whatever, but I will tell you right now that if my partner is tired, I'm not going to be in the mood. And that's fine because my partner is tired. And there are days where I'm tired. There are days where after a long day of work, I'm not really in the mood and she doesn't pressure me. But for some reason in this evangelical world, the Holy Spirit convicts you when you're too tired to have sex and says, listen, Josh's wife, you got to get it together and you got to stop playing defense and play some offense because you're in sin for not wanting to have enough sex with your husband. I'm sorry. This is so wacky to me. It's so bizarre.
Yes. And that's how you show you're repentant, when you're walking in repentance. And so that is something that, you know, that God just kind of revealed to me. So don't make your husband feel like you're always on defense against him. Remember, you are a team.
Play some offense.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's a, can I interrupt?
Go for it.
Yeah, man. There's a cheer that the cheerleaders did at my high school that applies to this. It's like for all the ladies, it was be aggressive. B-E aggressive. B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-B aggressive. There you go. Play some offense.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, wow. Yeah, I would not take this marriage advice to heart, ladies or men. Period. Good sex comes from good communication, from both parties feeling like their needs are taken care of. And if someone is tired or exhausted, I don't think the Holy Spirit's going to convict someone over not having enough sex because they're tired or exhausted. It's perfectly normal to be tired and not want to have sex. And a good partner should respect that and have a conversation about that with their partner, not make them feel like God has to convict you so you have more sex with me. That just feels incredibly exploitive and unhealthy and unnecessary. It just sounds like there's a deeper issue going on than I'm too tired for sex. So anyway, friends, I had to come on to kind of respond. This advice, and I do talk to quite a few people who grew up in purity culture over the years in my DMs and things like that. I will tell you that this type of mentality wreaks havoc on people, especially women. It wreaks havoc on the sense of duty and obligation, and that their bodies aren't their own and their bodies belong to their husband. And the wedding night is just going to be this man's most magical night. So don't mess it up, because you got to stand where he tells you to stand and wear what he wants you to wear, because it's all about him. And the wedding day is all about you. How about mutuality? How about honor and a sense of we're in this together? And how about we care about both of these things? How about I as a man care about the wedding day, and you as the woman care about the wedding night, and we communicate and we work through maybe our trepidations, our fears, etc. But no, instead it's these really weird, stereotypical, hard gendered concepts that men don't care about weddings. So, you know, ladies, just boss him around, tell him where to stand, because he's only committing to you for the rest of his life. So who really cares what he thinks? And then at the wedding night, ladies, your body's not really your own. It belongs to your husband. So do whatever he wants you to do. Just flip the switch magically to go from an innocent, you know, dove to a freak in the sheets on your wedding night, all about him and his pleasure. It's almost like a pornification of sex, right? Where the man is just waiting to be satisfied by this ravenous woman who is just always going to be in the mood and has to play more offense and be aggressive, because that's God's way. Very unhelpful. I would throw this advice in the trash. Throw it away. Just throw it away as far as you can. So anyway, hey, thanks for watching. We love your comments. We love your thoughts. Am I off on this? Do you think this advice is good? Put it in the comments. Give the channel a subscribe. If you're listening on podcast, thanks so much. Love having you here. We'll talk to you all later on. See ya.